The 1990 lava flow lasted several months and buried the entire Kalapana community beneath 50 feet of lava, including an estimated 180 homes and the black sand beach of Kaimu. Pi'ilani Ka'avaloa was there and recalls the destruction.
For us, it was devastating. It was 30 years, 30 plus years of being displaced, 30 plus years of having to watch the community change. Luckily for some families, they're able to remove their whole entire house. So the house was on top of trucks, you know, flatbeds, and they were taken to properties elsewhere. So if these families in Leilani can do the same, then, you know, it relieves that stress of knowing that you have to rebuild someplace else.
Pele is an active part of the community here. You know, especially what it means to live with and near her. For those who maybe this is their first lava flow, maybe this is their first evacuation, what does it mean to live in sync with Tutu Pele?
Living with the lava flow, you never know the direction in which the lava will change. It's different. The lava is different. It's a lot more dangerous in Leilani because of the fissures. All it takes is just one more ola'i, one more earthquake, 6 magnitude and up. And whoever is in between those cracks can instantly disappear. And nobody going to be able to save them.
We've seen this in every lava flow. Destroyed homes, displaced communities, entire communities going out, Kalapana being one of them. You have gone through this. What words of hope can you impart on those who were displaced from this recent flow?
Many people that I know that went through the lava, they always say, you know, it's a blessing in disguise.
For HPR News, I'm Kuve Hirishi in Pune.